Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernoll. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has officially been recognized for its excellence in cardiovascular care, receiving two prestigious American Heart Association Get With The Guidelines Achievement Awards. The institution earned the Rural Coronary Artery Disease and STEMI ACS Gold and the Rural Coronary Artery Disease STEMI Silver Awards, highlighting its steadfast commitment to following the most current research-based protocols for treating heart disease. STEMI is a heart attack caused by a complete and prolonged blockage of a coronary artery, and STEMI ACS is caused by a partial or temporary blockage. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death in the United States. By adhering to evidence-based treatment guidelines, Richland Hospital aims to improve patient outcomes, support faster recovery, and significantly reduce hospital readmissions. Heather Tomey, cardiac and stroke coordinator and registered nurse, emphasized that these programs allow clinical teams to put proven science into practice daily, ensuring that patients receive timely and effective care during critical cardiac events. Karen E. Joint Maddox, chair of the American Heart Association Quality Oversight Committee, noted that these awards reflect the hospital's dedication to its community. By following the association's quality improvement protocols, the hospital is advancing a shared vision of lower mortality rates and better health results for patients and their families. This recognition underscores Richland Hospital's role as a leader in providing high-quality rural cardiovascular care. A 41-year-old Iowa man was arrested for operating while intoxicated following a single-vehicle rollover crash on Highway 80 south of Livingston Saturday night. The incident occurred around 10:05 p.m. in Clifton Township when the driver, Joshua Domini of Bellevue, Iowa, lost control of his vehicle while heading southbound. Domini failed to navigate a curve, causing his vehicle to leave the east side of the roadway, where it rolled and struck a fence, a sign, and several trees. Emergency crews from Livingston and Montfort, including the Livingston-Clifton Fire Department, responded to the scene, and Domini was subsequently transported to the Southwest Health Center by Montfort EMS. The investigation into the crash remains ongoing, and authorities remind the public that individuals arrested for charges are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources emphasizes the importance of proper training, supervision, and safety gear for youth operating an ATV before allowing any young person to take the controls. It is essential to ensure they have the right foundation for a safe experience. This starts with education. Operators who are at least 12 years old and born on or after January 1, 1988 must complete a DNR-approved safety education course and carry their certification while riding. Beyond formal education, parental supervision remains critical to keeping young riders safe. Lieutenant Jake Holsklaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, notes that parents should treat ATV and UTV safety with the same seriousness as operating a car or truck. He highlights that being present to guide a young operator can often be the deciding factor in preventing an accident, ensuring that every child returns home safely after a day on the trails. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter was a recent guest here at WRCO. I asked him about local ATV traffic.
We don't deal with a ton of ATV, UTV crashes, right? They happen. Certainly has exploded across the state, but in Richland County as well. And what I would say, as far as the ATV and UTV crashes, they generally seem to be more severe, right? The injuries, there's a greater risk for injury, stuff like that. So I'm not saying that we necessarily see more of them or that they've just exploded in crashes, but the crashes seem to be more severe.
Well, and some of the information the DNR has been sharing on that, they don't say there have been a lot more crashes, but they're aware, basically what you just said, more significant injuries and fatalities in the crashes that happen. Mm-hmm. So I guess percentage basis, it's not a huge number. the crash out there, perception in some people's heads is that that happens, but not really. But what the DNR has been stressing is that in most of the significant injuries or fatalities, inappropriate speed and or alcohol use was involved. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that?
Yes. And the other thing I think, too, is protective equipment, right? I think that's a big factor in what's coming in with these crashes is the use of protective equipment. And they recently adjusted the laws because it was the driver was the only person who was required to wear a seatbelt. And now they've adjusted those laws that everybody's required to wear a seatbelt. So they're just, I think they need to catch up on some of these laws to get it more in line with what regular vehicle traffic is.
In a decisive move to strengthen Wisconsin's healthcare future, Governor Tony Evers recently approved a transformative emergency rule designed to tackle the state's persistent nursing shortage. This initiative, born from the strategic insights of the governor's task force on the healthcare workforce, marks a significant shift in how nursing students are trained. By allowing experienced registered nurses who meet specific clinical criteria to step into the role of clinical instructors, the state is effectively expanding its educational capacity. This new pathway ensures that the wealth of practical knowledge held by Wisconsin's veteran nurses can be directly passed down to the next generation, removing long-standing academic barriers and ensuring that the healthcare system remains robust and prepared for the challenges ahead. The Richland County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to meet for its regular monthly session Tuesday, July 21st at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place in the county boardroom on the third floor of the Richland County Courthouse. One of the primary items of business involves a resolution to create a specialized committee tasked with assisting in the formation of an emergency medical services district. This initiative follows ongoing discussions regarding regional emergency response medical systems and efforts to ensure sustainable coverage for the area. In addition to public safety infrastructure, the board will consider a resolution to officially change the name of the Public Safety Standing Committee. Administrative updates are also central to the meeting, with supervisors set to vote on the creation of a new economic support lead position. The board is further tasked with confirming several key appointments, including a new ambulance service director and appointments for county supervisory districts and various boards and commissions. These leadership roles are vital for maintaining the continuity of county operations and public services. Legislative actions regarding county property and financial grants round out the agenda. Supervisors will review a resolution to transfer land and water conservation fund grants and property to the Richland School District. Other resolutions concern the 2026 computer and hazmat equipment grant, repairs to the Tri-County Airport roof, and the cancellation of stale tax certificates and county checks. Finally, the board will deliberate on several ordinances related to specific land parcels throughout the county, including parcels in the towns of Buena Vista, Ithaca, and Orion. This meeting is open to the public. Students in grades 6, 7, and 8 are invited to explore the world of healthcare at Club Scrub 2026, a unique, free event hosted by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. This hands-on learning experience offers attendees a real-life look at various medical professions, including doctors, pharmacists, nurses, technicians, and therapists. During the session, students will have the opportunity to work alongside healthcare professionals, ask questions, and try out specific skills for themselves. The event will take place Thursday, August 13th from 3 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. As space is limited, those interested should act quickly. The registration deadline is Friday, July 24th. For a registration form, please contact Sarah Stibbe at 608-647-1883. Days of wildfire smoke exposure are becoming more frequent in Wisconsin and account for an estimated 250 premature deaths in Wisconsin every year, according to new analysis by environmental advocacy group Clean Wisconsin. Science Program Director Dr. Paul Mathewson says in the past 5 years, there have been about 9 days a year where smoke has caused unhealthy air quality somewhere in Wisconsin, as opposed to less than 1 day a year between 2010 and 2020. Mathewson says one of the most dangerous wildfire smoke components is fine particulate matter, which can get deep into the lungs and even cross over into the bloodstream, where they can cause problems throughout the body. Clean Wisconsin says this highlights the urgency of transitioning away from fossil fuel power generation to clean energy in Wisconsin. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin has officially launched two significant policy initiatives following their executive committee meeting. These new efforts, titled the None of the Above and Clean Slate Initiatives, are designed to broaden individual liberty and enhance the democratic experience for all citizens in the state. The None of the Above initiative focuses on legislative exploration and public education to provide voters with a formal option to reject all candidates on a ballot. This reflects the party's belief that voters should have a meaningful way to express dissatisfaction when they feel no candidate has earned their vote, thereby demanding better representation and more diverse choices at the ballot box. Simultaneously, the Clean Slate Initiative seeks to remove systemic barriers for individuals who have completed their sentences and demonstrated successful rehabilitation. By advocating for reforms that improve access to employment and housing, the LPWI aims to foster stronger communities and respect the principle of individual responsibility. Chair Reese Wood emphasized that these initiatives are practical, liberty-minded reforms intended to empower people rather than trap them in limiting systems. The LPWI is currently collaborating with various organizations and seeking volunteers to further research and promote these vital efforts. Vital statistics right after this.